Childhood best friends Dan and Jack, founders of Aquaculture, are on a mission to make natural plant fertilisers more accessible. A walk across Gillenvay's beach in Falmouth left the pair contemplating what happens to seaweed after it becomes beached, and their research concluded that much of it was wasted. They turned their minds to what other uses this cast seaweed could have, finding that Cornwall has a long history of using seaweed as plant fertiliser.
So we kind of went on our own a bit of a mission. There's so many uses for seaweed. Because it's cast seaweed and it's a good mix of seaweed, it's really good for plants because there's so many different strands, there's so many different types of seaweed with different nutrients and all sorts.
Cornwall Council have heavily supported Aquaculture's mission and helped to advise the company on how to best go about collecting seaweed for their fertiliser.
We have quite a few good links with the beaches that we collect from. They let us know as soon as there's been a big kind of dump of seaweed on the beaches. And then we go down there and we effectively collect the fresh seaweed that most likely won't be pushed back into the ocean. It's quite high up. While we're collecting, if we pick up any kind of roots of the seaweed, we would throw them back into the ocean because seaweed grows extremely fast. It grows up to 60 centimeters a day, which is wild. We sort through, see if there's any critters in there before we take any of it. And that's what we call cast seaweed, seaweed that won't otherwise go back into the ocean.
It's only the seaweed that has served its purpose to the ocean, let's say, and we give it another purpose by putting it back into our plants and vegetation.
Aquaculture often organise beach cleans, something that reflects the company ethos of a circular, zero waste and environmentally sympathetic business. To learn more about Aquaculture products, their Nuku-based stockist and upcoming Aquaculture events, find them on social media at Aquaculture UK on Instagram and Aquaculture on Facebook, or on their website at aquaculture.co.uk.